in the Mishnah Vav. Okay, so we said that we talked about two kinds of relationships in the previous Mishnah. The first was the Iska, where it's 50% profit sharing, 50% 50-50 on the liability. There we said that's not kosher unless the provider of the capital also pays for the person doing the labor. Then we said the second way is where it's 50% of the profit you're going to get as the worker, but you take on no liability. And there we said that's totally kosher because there's no loan there. You're working for a commission and we're sharing profit. That's okay. Now, but there's no liability. Now here in Mishnah Vav, we have the situation where the partnership is such that I'm giving you the money, but you're taking all of the liability. Right? All of the liability and 50% of the profits. So that sounds like a great deal, right? I mean, maybe people do this kind of stuff all the time. You're desperate for money. I'll say, listen, I'll front you the money, but you know, if you don't, you're on the hook for it, and you can make money with it, we'll share the profits. Right? So that sounds reasonable. That the Torah says, no way, Jose. Since you're on the hook for 100% of the money, it's all a loan. It's all a halva. And if it's all a halva, whatever you share with me is going to be considered ribis. That kind of relationship is totally forbidden, period. Now that relationship is described, the code word for it in the Mishnah is what's called tzon barzel, which means iron sheep. We saw that lashon back in Ksubas. The idea is that I'm not just giving you my sheep to make a living with, but they're ironclad sheep, meaning that we're going to appraise them. You're on the hook to give me back the value of these sheep regardless. The same as when the person gets married in the tzon barzel, his wife brings in assets to the marriage. They appraise it, and they say no matter what happens, when you get divorced or die, you're getting back this fixed dollar amount. It's guaranteed. So therefore, since it's guaranteed, you're on the hook for 100% of the liability as the borrower. So it's all a loan. It's all a borrow. Because remember, halvas, which you're on the hook for a loan for, a deposit, pick a loan, if there's an onus, circumstance beyond your control, you're not on the hook for it. So here, a Jew cannot enter its own bars or relationship where the borrower, it says 100% liability, so it's a pure loan, and yet he's sharing the profits with the lender because that's pure ribis. So the Mishnah says, "Ein makablin son barzel miYisrael." A Jew cannot enter into a relationship with another Jew that's got a son barzel relationship where it's 50% of the profits, but 100% of the liability. So it's all a loan, and that whatever profits you're sharing is just interest. Mebneishu ribis. That's ribis, no matter how you slice it. Aval, what you could do is makablin son barzel minan nachrim. You could go into this relationship with non-Jews because borrowing from a non-Jew and interest is totally legitimate. It's not a problem. It's okay. Velovin mehen umalvin osan beribis. Not only that, but you can actually borrow just straight for money from a non-Jew. No son barzel, weird relationship. You can say, listen, I need $100. Lend it to me, and I'll give you back, you know, 110. That's ribis doraisa. Ribis doraisa. Son barzel was only in the Midrabanan. Because there's no, it's derech mekach, and there's no fixed amount, no ktsutsa, no set amount paying back. But we're saying even a doraisa halva, I borrow 100 from you, I'd pay you 5% a year, or I'd pay you $100 at the end of the year for the money that I borrowed from you. That is all from a non-Jew. Okay? Right? And umalvin osan beribis, you also may lend to a non-Jew charging interest. I'll discuss that in a second, but just finish the thought here. V'chein beger toshav. The rules about what goes on with non-Jews is the true whether or not they're a regular non-Jew or if they're a ger toshav. A ger toshav is simply a non-Jew who has accepted upon themselves the Sheva Mitzvot Bnei Noach, those seven Noahide laws. He's called a ger toshav not because he's a ger, he actually hasn't converted, but because he's a foreigner who's allowed to live in Eretz Yisrael. The din is if they don't keep the Sheva Mitzvot, they can't be in Eretz Yisrael. If they accept the Sheva Mitzvot, they're still not Jewish in every way. Therefore, they're non-Jews. However, they're called, as the Rambam says, Chasidei Umas Olam. They're like from the righteous of the non-Jews, and they're going to go to Olam Haba, etc. That's totally legitimate. But still, they're non-Jews, and therefore, you, yes, could borrow from them at interest and lend to them at interest. Now, in terms of lending to non-Jews, Ger Toshav, the same thing, at interest, the Mishnah says it's fine. The Gemara says the rabbis forbade it. The rabbis forbade it. Now, the Rambam understands the rabbis' prohibition is only on Ribis Doraisa, but on Ribis Terabanan. Why did the rabbis forbid it? Because they were afraid that by going into business with these non-Jews, lending to them and having a vested interest in them, you end up hanging out with them, and they're going to go to board meetings together, and you're going to go out to dinner together to discuss whatever, who knows what. The next thing you know, you're going to learn from the nasty ways of the non-Jews, and therefore the rabbi said, forget it, don't lend to them, because you'll become like a partner with them, and then you'll learn their bad habits and their bad ways. So, in the Gemara, when the Chazal forbade lending to non-Jews, the Rambam said, anyways, well, it's only Duraisa, lending is usher, but they gave two dispensations, two exclusions from the rule. Number one, if a Jew is in dire straits, he needs it. It's called kedei parnasaso, for the sake of, just so he can kedei chayav, so he can live. So then he's allowed to lend to it at interest. That's the only way of making money. And the second thing is, if he is a Talmud Chacham. Talmud Chacham is allowed to lend at interest. Why? Because we're not afraid he's going to learn from the ways of the non-Jews. That's how the Gemara comes out. Now, the poskim, like the Rishonim, are dealing with the fact that you see it's a little more widespread than just those two exceptions. People are lending at interest. So there are different answers given, besides for the Rambam, who says that it's only wrong. Anyways, they're only talking about Doraisa. Midirabban, you see lending going on, either because some Rishonim say the pshat is that, like, everyone these days, everyone's struggling, so everyone just trying to, it's just, you know, has this status of being kdei chayev, just enough to get by. And if yes, and yes. Other people look and say, well, not necessarily. That's more like they're making a parnasa, like more than living, they're making a profit, a big profit. So the second answer Tosfos gives, and this is how the Shulchan Aruch brings, is Tosfos says, listen, in the time that Chazal were legislating, Jews and non-Jews had nothing to do with each other. The Jews lived in their own self-inflicted ghetto, and they had nothing to do with the non-Jews, and they, like, a different world. So we were afraid of any, you know, cross-pollination, learning from their bad ways. Tosfos says, nowadays, every marketplace you go to, it's a mix of Jews and non-Jews, and every financial, you know, every business world is mixed of Jews and non-Jews together. So, Meichatesa, who says just because the lending, that's what's going to get you to become more, like, learn from the way, as opposed to, you know, being their supplier, or being their dealer, or being their partner, or being their whatever. So, Tosel says, don't think this is applying anymore today, because anyways, we're in business with them, dealing with them in all sorts of ways, and that's mutter, so this is no worse than that. And that's how the Shulchan Aruch seems to go. Bottom line, then it comes out at the Mutter for those reasons. And that's what's happened. We weren't actually finished. We weren't finished with the Mishnah. The Mishnah continues on here in Mishnah Vav. It says, Malvi Yisrael ma'osav shal nachri meda'as ha'nachri. A Jew, let me stick out the slide first. What, the question is like this. I borrowed from a non-Jew money. That's legitimate. I borrowed $100 and I'm paying him, you know, $1 a day interest. That's totally legitimate to borrow from a non-Jew. Question is, let's say after a week I'm prepared to pay you back. I've got my check for $107 or whatever, my cash $107, I'm ready to pay it back to you, the non-Jew, and Shalom Yisrael. But someone else I know needs the cash. So they say, do me a favor, let me take instead of paying it back, just give me the $100 and I will be on the hook. When I give it back to you, I'll give it to you with $1 more a day, so when you pay it back, you won't lose any money when you give it back to the goy. That is forbidden. Why is that forbidden? Because the fact that me extending you the loan is not for my profit, but still, bottom line is, I'm giving you a loan, you have to pay me back, I'm on the hook for the money, and you're paying me interest $1 a day. So that's totally forbidden, midoraisa. So therefore, the Mishnah says that would be not okay. What would be okay is if I went back with you, I don't know if I could change the players, but now you want to borrow the money, and I go back to the goy with you in hand, and I say, listen, Mr. Non-Jew, here is the $100 that I owe you, plus $7 in interest, but my friend here wants to borrow the money, would that be okay? And he says, that's fine. So I say, fine, and I give him the money, or he takes off the table, whatever the story is. The point is that even though I didn't speak out to the non-Jew, that, like, and I'm done, and my liability has come to an end, even so, it's true, it's like two different loans. He's now, the non-Jew's extended his $100 loan to you, and therefore I'm done with it, and the loan is not coming from me to you, but from him, the non-Jew, to you, the second borrower. That's okay. Mishnah says inside, Malvi Yisrael ma'osav shal nachri meda'as ha'nachri. The Jew can borrow the money that the other Jew borrowed, with the non-Jew's, you know, knowledge. Avalo medas Yisrael. It can't be direct from Jew to Jew, because then, even though you think you're just compensating me for my interest that I owe him, still you're paying me interest, and that's usur midoraisa. Okay.